You're listening to SBS News.
Jen Perkis is an autism advocate who has atypical schizophrenia and autism who says life is good.
And a large part of that has come from me accepting and being proud of who I am in a world that isn't always conducive to respect and pride. But I think that level of knowing who I am and that I'm actually valid and worthy and a decent person because of, rather than despite of, my various disabilities and health conditions.
Newly collated evidence has found people living with disability are reporting discrimination more often than people are reporting discrimination about gender or race. Jen says life wasn't always as it is now.
In the past, those assumptions about me and about, you know, how I may or may not behave and things like that led to a lot of difficulties, and it was often individual stuff, but it was also at the workplace level or at the societal level as well.
Of the discrimination complaints made to the Australian Human Rights Commission between 2017 and 2018, 42% were sparked by discrimination based on disability. This compared with 27% about sex discrimination, 14% about race, and around 8% about age. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare's Louise York says to better understand the challenges faced, researchers have collated data from a range of reports.
1 in 11 people with disability report that they've experienced disability discrimination, and those people are more likely to experience health problems, be unemployed, and have lower levels of income. And we also know that from the Human Rights Commission that disability discrimination is their most commonly reported form of discrimination.
Almost 4.5 million Australians live with a disability. That's close to a fifth of the population. An Australian Institute of Health and Welfare report has highlighted the increased rates of violence, poor health and unemployment they face. About half have experienced violence, compared with just over a third of adults without a disability. They are also 6 times more likely to have their health rated poor or fair, and twice as likely to be unemployed. Jeff Smith, Chief Executive of People with Disability Australia, says the government needs to review the Disability Discrimination Act to increase its effectiveness.
We need to get better generally across society, but also employers and landlords and the government and everyone involved needs to get better at addressing these issues and tackling them full on. I think it's also clear that the legislation needs significant reformers.
Mr. Smith says better access to justice is important.
The way that you can start to do that is to strengthen the offence and complaint making processes. We can begin to tackle that systemic discrimination through a range of measures, including allowing advocacy organisations to take on representative actions.
A Royal Commission into Disability begins this month. For Jen Perkis, improvement will come from being heard.
I think we need people with disability in positions of influence across the board. I think we need people with disability to actually be respected and understood, and for that discourse to happen that's happening around other issues needs to happen around disability, and we need people to understand better.
Tom Stainer, SBS News.